Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 28, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Equifax partners with Homely. Equifax UK has announced a collaboration with free-to-use platform Homely to help first-time buyers become mortgage-ready. Coin raises US$7.21 million. Brazil-based fintech Coin has secured a US$7.21 million investment to finance customer credit operations. Elon signs a 5-year deal with Visa. UAE-based corporate card solution Elon has signed a 5-year deal with Visa to digitize expense management processes for businesses. Worldline partners with Lidio. France-based digital payments firm Worldline has announced that Turkey's central bank, TCMB, approved its collaboration with fintech company Lidio. Boku launches new research report. Boku has launched a new global research report, in which the company analyzed payment preferences and purchasing behaviors of customers globally. Google Wallet integrates verification settings on Android. Google Wallet has announced that it introduced an additional verification settings menu for Android devices, enabling users to have a more secure payment experience. Tempo France suspends classical remittance services. EU-based payment system operator Tempo France has announced its decision to suspend classical remittance services and exclude them from its product suite. Plaid announces new partnerships to combat fraud. Plaid has announced its partnerships with Sandbox Banking and RealPage in order to prevent fraud across several markets and ensure a more secure customer experience. Mine launches Minios AI Asset Discovery. Israel-based data privacy company Mine has rolled out Minios AI Asset Discovery, an AI governance solution for visibility and control over enterprise AI systems and data. Bluefin launched new P2P e-devices, application listings, and KIFs. Bluefin has added new PCI-validated P2P devices, application listings, and KIFs tools into its encryption management services P2P component listing. EU banks worried about unrealistic instant payment deadlines. A third of EU banks do not currently offer an instant payment service and the majority have been discouraged by the January 2025 deadline, according to recently published research. Visa launches AI-powered fraud prevention tools. Visa has added a trio of AI-powered risk and fraud prevention tools to its suite of products for businesses. Worldline gets Turkish green light for international payments in partnership with Lidio. Worldline, Euronext, WLN, a global leader in payments services, today announces that Turkey's central bank, TCMB, has approved Worldline's partnership with leading Turkish fintech company Lidio Payment Services Inc., Lidio, TCMB announcement, to accept payments for global online businesses from Turkey. Embedded payments firm Additive expands in Middle East. Serving the ME region since 2020, Additive, a global leader in fintech and embedded finance, reaffirms its commitment to expand operations. Preparing for IFGS 2024, the next generation of UK fintech shaping the decade ahead. In the lead up to UK Fintech Week and the flagship event IFGS 2024, Janine Hurt, CEO, Innovate Finance, and Louise Smith, Chair, Innovate Finance, introduce the theme Fintech's Next Generation, Shaping the Decade to Come, whilst reflecting on the success and challenges across the investment landscape in 2023. We hear about Innovate Finance's recently launched Unicorn Council for UK FinTech and what this means for the industry, the ambitions outlined in their FinTech manifesto and how the importance of skills, talent, culture and governance will be honored in the IFGS agenda. Banks told to expand risk management to cover AI. A report from the US Treasury has called on banks to bolster their risk management frameworks in order to avoid being overwhelmed by AI-powered fraudsters and cybercriminals. Westpac announces multi-billion tech upgrade. Australian bank Westpac is planning to spend billions of dollars over the next 4 years to simplify its technology infrastructure. Paynetics buys impact banking app Novus. Bulgarian embedded finance provider Paynetics is making an ESG play through the acquisition of UK impact neobank Novus. Financial terms were not disclosed. BitMEX and Solidus Labs extend crypto partnership. BitMEX, one of the world's largest crypto trading platforms, announced today the expansion of its partnership with Solidus Labs, a category-defining crypto-native market integrity solutions provider. New Retirement completes $20 million funding round. New Retirement, a comprehensive, digital-first financial planning platform for consumers and enterprise partners, today announced that it has closed its Series A round with $20 million in funding. XYO joins Singapore's Digital Assets Association. Today, XYO, $XYO, and XY Labs, $XYLB, proudly announce their membership in the Digital Assets Association, DAA, a nonprofit association at the forefront of integrating blockchain technology into the fabric of traditional finance. Walmart to end partnership with Capital One early. A U.S. judge ruled that Walmart could end its credit card collaboration with Capital One early, as the bank failed to provide the needed level of client solutions. Paysend partners with Currency Cloud. UK-based fintech Paysend has chosen Currency Cloud to boost its FX and treasury capabilities, becoming a key partner for cross-border money movement. Monzo signs up for 159 anti-fraud service. UK-based digital bank Monzo has signed up for 159, the phone service that connects individuals with their bank when they receive a suspect call on financial matters. IDEMIA collaborates with Qualcomm Technologies. France-based IDEMIA has entered into a partnership with Qualcomm Technologies to support secure offline CBDC payment adoption. BNP Paribas brings iPhone Tap to Pay to French customers. In the coming weeks, BNP Paribas will bring its French business customers Tap to Pay on iPhone. SIX buys majority stake in fixed income data outfit Fact Entry. SIX today announced that it has acquired a majority stake in Fact Entry, a global provider of fixed income reference data, analytics, and solutions for financial market participants. Chase Wealth Planning Tool draws millions of users. JP Morgan Chase says its free wealth plan Digital Money Coach has helped customers create more than 1 million personalized plans in just a year since launch. Core banking provider Vela enters UK through mass deal. The Swedish-based cloud core banking platform provider Vela is accelerating its expansion into the UK market and announcing a partnership with mortgage origination partner Mast. Rami Kassis named CEO of IE Digital, Connect FSS and Abaca. IE Digital, Connect FSS and Abaca, which together form one of the leading digital banking and financial services specialists, have today announced the appointment of Rami Kassis as CEO. Q2 appoints Catherine Briggs Chief Product Officer. Q2 Holdings, Inc. NYSE, Q2, a leading provider of digital transformation solutions for financial services, today announced that Catherine Briggs has been promoted to the newly created role of Chief Product Officer, CPO, and will become a member of Q2's executive leadership team. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.